This is Authors in Focus.
Hi, I'm James Reed, fantasy author publishing under JMD Reed. Mask of Guilt, Mask of Illumination, Book 1 is out. We all wear masks, some of us to hide our guilt. Lady Fenari, lost in the malaise of depression, finds purpose with a group of all-women thieves, the Crack Gems. Intrigue, romance, betrayal, and adventure swirls around her in this epic fantasy tale. Today, I'm joined by Kelly Blanchard and Matthew Dell. They are the author of The Crown Secret, The Hand of Sorrow, Book 1.
How are you doing today, Kelly and Matthew?
I'm doing great.
Doing fantastic.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you both. It's been a year since Kelly's been on the show, and this time she's joined by her husband and co-author, Matthew.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yeah.
Great to be here for the first time.
Yeah. I believe, Kelly, you were my first interview, so. No. Yeah.
I was your second interview.
Second is Andy. Andy was the first, right? Okay. Uh-huh. I couldn't remember if it was first or second.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It was a whole year ago. I think we'd started, what, in June? Maybe May?
I want to say it was closer to April or May.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, as Kelly knows, I like to start these off with a fun question. So, Kelly and Matthew, does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
No.
All right.
No, you asked me that question last time. So.
Did I? I couldn't remember what question I asked you last time. I thought I'd ask one that maybe there would be some, like, conflict. But it turns out there's a reason you guys are married. It's your loathing of pineapple on pizza. It all makes sense now.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I asked this question to Kelly last time, but Matthew, this is just for you. How long have you wanted to be an author?
Since I was in, like, elementary school, I remember being in elementary school and having, like, a couple of little short stories that I wrote on a notepad that just ended up getting lost somewhere. But ever since I was, like, in third or fourth grade, I've wanted to write. And that progressed on through middle school and high school and college, and obviously now in my day-to-day life in my marriage.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about your upcoming book. It'll be out right around the time this podcast comes out. Is that correct, Kelly?
Yes.
All right. So it is The Crown Secret, which is set in the Chronicles of Lorik universe, but in a different sort of area. That's they're sort of fantasy sci-fi hodgepodge series. And if you haven't read that, you should check it out too. But this one is a sort of high fantasy story with about a princess who's returning home after 10 years and things probably don't go to plan. Would you like to tell us about this princess and what she's up about?
So the context of her being gone is 10 years prior to the start of the story, her father and brother are assassinated. And in the aftermath of that assassination, her mother sends her to Cusculum, which Kelly's readers will be familiar with as one of the central points from the Chronicles of Lorik series, to stay as a ward of the royal family there to keep her safe.
Okay.
And in the aftermath of the assassination with Princess Insulo, who's one of the main characters, gone, her mother kind of becomes a tyrant and the situation in the country rapidly deteriorates. You have pogroms and genocide effectively that takes place in the country before she's returned. And you have mages are basically like a subjugated class in the country. There's more politics. There's a religious element to it as well. And that's the context that this character is returning to at the beginning of the story.
Okay. So, what's she like, our princess?
What's she like?
Yeah, what's her personality like? Well, make sure a fun character that our listeners will want to read about.
She's very cunning and she allows people to underestimate her.
Okay. So
she, because she has her own plan, but nobody back home knows what to expect of her because, you know, when she left, she was around 17, 18, and so she's an adult now, and so they're not exactly sure what to expect of her. They just think for us, the little princess kind of thing.
Okay.
But she's a full-grown woman in politics. She's kind. She's a very gracious and kind woman. But she's also a little conniving in ways. But she has an angle that she plays. You know, but she allows people to underestimate her because and she uses that to her advantage. So.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like a great character. And so we got the evil mother. Do we have any other, you know, interesting characters that are in the mix?
Yes. One of the other main characters in the series is the character that I primarily wrote is Adric. And Adric was a ward of the royal family and actually...
In Sierra Leone.
Was a ward of the royal family in Sierra Leone in Sulu's homeland. And he was close to her family. They were actually love interests with each other before the start of the story. After Insula leaves Sierra Leone, he is recruited basically to track down the people responsible for the assassination of the king and the prince. And through the course of that is kind of manipulated into just helping.
He becomes he takes on a much more dark person.
Yeah.
And so he loses.
Yeah, that's it. He becomes more of an enforcer.
Yes, he becomes Lord Inquisitor. And so he takes, he becomes much more darker because during the assassinations, he failed to protect the king and prince, and he doesn't want that to happen again. So he basically seeks out power, and so there's a darkness to that. So when Insula comes back, he's one of the guys that she has to face, and there's history there. But she knows she can't trust him. She knows she can't trust him because he's known as the demon of Sierra Leone because of all the bad stuff he's done.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's a fun character. There are other characters actually that if my readers have read the Chronicles of Loic, they would recognize as a younger people. Because in the Chronicles of Loic they're a bit older. And so this time you get to see them as young adults, which is a lot of fun. It's like some of the assassins and so forth, you get to see them as young adults. So that's fun.
So this takes place, so
it takes place like 40 years before the Chronicles of Loic.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is your guys' sort of co-authoring process? Matthew said he writes like one character in particular. Do you like, is that how you do it where you just, you know, split the characters up and you write that POV and I write this POV, or how does it work?
Yeah, basically that's kind of how it works. Kelly would write a lot of the female characters. I would write a lot of the male characters, just because that kind of works out a little bit better. But sometimes if we needed to switch roles, like if she's writing a chapter and none of the characters that I normally have are in that chapter, she'll have me step in and take over one character's role or something like that is pretty much how it worked.
Yeah, so basically we wrote like paragraph by paragraph, you know. I was writing Insula, if she's talking to Adric, then the next paragraph was Adric, and he would write Adric, and so forth. And we knew what would happen in the story, and we knew what needed to happen in each scene, but we never really knew how it was going to play out and how the conversation would go. So we just like stood a character in the room and said, like, this needs to happen. Let's make it happen. And it was a lot of fun because we like wrote all day, and it was just a lot of fun because we didn't know how exactly it was going to unfold, but it always worked out the way we needed it to. And there were times when things happened differently than we didn't expect, but it was a lot of fun just writing together.
So So you're like sitting there like on the same like side by side on the same computer like just taking turns, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I mean, when we wrote this book is 2019.
Yeah.
I was working as
an EMT, actually working in a level one trauma center when we first started writing the story. And at that point, my main job was sitting at a computer and keeping track of lab orders for the unit.
Okay.
So there'd be a lot of free time where I'm just sitting there looking at a computer screen waiting for the lab to call me and be like, hey, you've got a blood draw that's coming up. And I'd just pull out my phone and we'd email back and forth.
Okay.
Right. Until it was time for me to get up and get back to work.
Okay. Awesome.
But when he was off, we would be on the couch with my laptop. And I was like, here, give me the laptop. We have one rule, which is you can't read what the other person is writing until they give you the computer and let you read it. Because we might change what we're thinking about saying or doing, mm-hmm. you know? So.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Have you ever done, like, a live write? You ever even heard of that?
No, I mean, I've heard of it. We wanted to do that, but we mm-hmm. haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it's definitely on our list, and it's probably something we'll end up doing with the next series that we're going to start working here probably within the next week or two.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing because like I've done them, and it's like I don't even know the other author, and you know, you don't know what you're going to write. So that's how it usually works. You just like mm-hmm. we're the host of it. We'll just like, here's a picture. And use that picture to, like, inspire a story. And then you just sort of trade back and forth writing a couple paragraphs. And you have an hour to, like, tell a short story.
Yeah. I just planned that. But, yeah, same kind of concept.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun trying to, because, you know, you don't quite know what you're going to get. And then you get to read it. And then you have to, like, react to it. And you can be like, oh, I didn't expect that to happen. Especially with these live writes where you really don't know where like the story's going to go and you're surprising each other as you're creating a story.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting way to write. It's different than my co-authoring experience where I just get an outline and then I just write craziness. And, sometimes the outline just says, make up like something here. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Usually that's how battle scenes go.
Oh yeah. I mean, with us, we have, you know, there's some things that I do a little bit better than Matthew. So I'm like, okay, let me just take over all the characters right now. And then I just like, normally it's a battle scene or something like that. And then I write it all. And then, you know, he's like, yeah, that looks good. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
But there are times when I'm like, dude, your turn, take it over.
Yeah, I can understand like a battle scene is really, they're really complicated and you kind of got to know where all the moving parts are.
Exactly. There's not a lot of dialogue, you know, really good scenes. You don't have too much dialogue.
Yeah. All right. So you guys started writing this 2019, and how many books have you guys written together now?
Well, we had 5 books in that series.
Yeah.
And I think that's, yeah, I mean,
there's 5 books in that series. We've written like a couple other just kind of things that we're never going to
publish
just to be able to write something together.
And right now, working on a trilogy.
Yeah, we're working on a trilogy right now. And then there's going to be another one after that that's going to be at least probably 3 books, maybe.
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4 that takes place after Chronicles of Lorik as well.
Yeah. And then it's always new series that pop up. With every series we write, it's like, oh, here's a new one. Here's a new one.
Yeah.
So it's all set in the same Lorik universe.
Yeah. Sometimes before, sometimes after. You know, we never know what's going to happen.
The one that we're working on currently takes place
a year after
the end of the Chronicles of Lorik. And then the one we'll be working on after that takes place probably 5 or 6 years after.
And the one after that is like 10, 20 years after. So.
Sounds like you got a lot of work ahead of you.
I know I have another one that's even after that one. So, yeah. But then, of course, sometimes I wanted to go back in time. I was like, I want to see when this person was young. So let's go backwards. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, where did the idea for The Crown Secret come from?
Okay. It's actually kind of an idea that I've had for a long time. The character of Adric was actually based off of a Dungeons & Dragons character that I had made. And the idea behind him and the story itself actually came from the Within Temptation song, The Hand of Sorrow.
Which is where the title series came from.
Yeah, which is where the title of the series itself came from.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I've never based anything off one of my D&D characters. I feel like it's a fantasy milestone. So I know so many series that are like, you know, that were D&D campaigns once, right? I mean, even like some major stuff like Malazan Book of the Fallen is like a D&D campaign.
Yeah.
And there's some other ones, but yeah, it's. But then there's me, and I'm like, nah. I mean, I played a lot of D&D, but I don't know. I never used it. Like, I never built my own world that I use as the basis for any of my writing. Even though I based world, but I ripped off too much from Malazan, so I couldn't publish it because I was kind of really reading that series at the time, and I was like, I want to kind of do Malazan D&D. So I kind of adapted it to D&D and kind of did my own story with it, but I used a lot of the stuff from the world. And then one day one of my players found out, he's like, hey, you didn't make this stuff up, you just stole it from like Malazan. I'm like, yeah, I never said I made it up. He just gave me this disappointed look. I'm like, what? Like, I like this stuff. It was great.
That's cool.
Like, the story is mine, but...
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, no, I... Yeah. It was really bad D&D fan fiction of Malazan.
That's awesome, though. Yeah, Matthew has not gotten me to do D&D yet. He's too busy writing stories, you know? I'm like, why do D&D when I can write the story myself? And so, But he's been working on trying to create like a D&D universe story for my Chronicles of Lorik, which is a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know, it's something to do, like, you know, relaxing or whatever. Like, I still play once a month on the internet, which is a complete disaster. Because, you know, you got like 8 people on a call and, you know, people drop and then you're like, wait, it's your turn. But he got away from his computer and.
Yeah.
Or you just like. Comcast shows up and turns your internet off because they got to work on it in the middle of the game on a Saturday.
Ooh,
that happened to us. Yeah, that was Saturday. I was like, yeah, they just turned off our internet because they got to fix a wire. But you know, it's all right. Then but yeah, it's fun. It's better in person, but you know, my D&D group fell apart years ago, so.
Yeah, Matthew knows that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got, so this is going to be a 5-book series of The Crown Secret and 4 more books.
Yeah.
And so is there anything that you're writing on your own, Kelly? Or is it all just co-authoring with your husband?
Well, yes and no. I was working on the series that's takes place like 20 years after the Chronicles of Lorik. It's more like 16 years now that I think about it. So that one is there. I'm working that one by myself. But I'm deciding to switch focuses because I've figured out my publishing schedule. And I was like, okay, so I have time to write with Matthew. Okay, so I'm going to pause what I'm doing and I'm going to write this series and then I'm going to switch back. So we're about to switch over to the series that we've been technically working on it since last year, 2020. But, you know, 2020 was a wreck. For me, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just insane.
No, I know. Yeah. You moved, then COVID.
That's a mess.
You moved again.
Uh huh.
So, I know. But, I moved in 2022, and I didn't even go far, and it was still.
Yeah. So it was hard to get any writing done. So technically, I took like a year off of writing. But we still tried to write together, but it was so hard to do it during 2020 because of everything that was going on. So I've taken a break, and so I'm actually just rereading it now. I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, so we're gonna hopefully in the next week or so get back into that and knock these 3 books out, and then I can get back to my solo one.
Okay.
So, it's pretty fun though.
Yeah, I bet it will be. Well, Kelly and Matt, why don't you let our listeners know where they can look you up on the internet?
You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/musesrealm. And Matthew has a group, facebook.com/groups/AlsoMatthewDell.
Yes.
But you can also find me on my website is kelanetta.com. That's kelanetta.com. Matthew doesn't have a huge social presence. He's on Facebook, but since I'm the one who's been published before, I'm a little bit more out there. So this is Matthew's first published book, going to be his first published book.
Yeah.
So it's kind of awesome.
And that first one's always special. And then you're... Yeah. Then your 20th one is like, oh, I just released another book.
Well, I mean, I'm getting it now, but it's still fun to see the books, you know, get them in your hands, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Especially because I made the covers, so that's fun.
Oh, you make your own covers.
Well, I did this time because of things that happened. I just how everything played out. I was like, you know what? I want them done, so I'm going to just do them myself. So I did.
Right. Well, it was really great chatting with you both.
Great talking with you too. Thanks for
taking
the time.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, it's always really awesome. Well, I'm gonna say goodbye to you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, James. Thank you very much.
This has been Authors in Focus. You can find my fantasy novels on Amazon. Follow news of my writing at my blog, jmd-read.com, and follow me on Twitter at jmdread. You can also join my reader group on Facebook, Fantastical Worlds of the Imagination. You can find more episodes of the podcast at fantasy-focus.com and wherever your favorite podcast is hosted.